This is the Integration Tools Podcast, episode 23, for the weekend. It's Saturday, June 18th, 2011. The Integration Tools Podcast is sponsored by Beckwam Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at beckwam.com or Twitter at Beckwam Inc. Products, news, and events related to integration tools. New products and enhancements. Palo Alto, California, June 14th, 2011. Kapow Software announced the availability of the Kapow Mobile Catalyst Integration Platform, which enables the rapid mobile enablement of business applications. Access and integrate the data and business logic of existing applications without requiring APIs. Kapow Mobile Catalyst combines an application integration platform, a visual flowchart development environment, a purpose-built integration browser, and a collaboration platform. Business users can create a new web service interface wrapper without rewriting any existing code. June 16, 2011, from the Clover ETL website, Clover ETL 3.1 is released. Enhanced XML support, JSON conversion function, remote SSD support, complex data reader component for unstructured data, S3 WebDAV enhancements for cloud connectivity, and address validation and cleansing. June 15, 2011, New York, New York. Progress Software Corporation and Active Financial announced the launch of a new Active Financial APAMA adapter for ActiveFeed. High-frequency traders can now use the Progress APAMA Capital Markets Foundation to access rich market data in international equity and future markets with low latency. Sunnyvale, California, June 14, 2011. Qplix Corp. introduced the new Data Quality Manager for QCloud. QCloud securely integrates cloud applications such as Salesforce, NetSuite, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Data Quality Manager delivers access to comprehensive data quality, functionality for null fields, duplicate detection, syntax error notification, and date range checks. June 14, 2011, Expressor Software has redesigned its community forum to better support its growing community of desktop ETL users. Research news. Washington, D.C., June 15, 2011. Pitney Bowes Business Insight announced a study revealing that 45% of customers in the U.S. and U.K. trust their mobile provider. U.K. consumers feel that frontline employees and marketing communications are the most important factors for good trust. In the U.S., it's management policies and frontline employees. From the study, only 24% of respondents believe that their mobile network operator is doing a good job at implementing management policies and practices that govern customer interactions. In partnership news, Redwood City, California, June 14, 2011, Informatica has a new partner program called the Inform Channel Program. It's designed to develop a team of committed channel partners that will extend Informatica's reach into new markets and regions. Gives priority access to Informatica's internal sales enablement and demand generation resources to help accelerate revenue growth, along with certification access and conferences. This has been the Integration Tools Podcast, sponsored by Beckwam Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at beckwam.com or Twitter at Beckwam Inc. I'm Carl Walker, and I'll talk to you next week.